The Zimbabweans, drawn from various organizations who have been staging such protests at the Mbare Magistrate Courts, where Masarira and 14 other pro-democracy activists are facing charges of engaging in public violence, vowed to continue such action until she is released. The pro-democracy activists were arrested during the July 6th Zimbabwe shutdown campaign organized by Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign and Pastor Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag. Following the activists' arrest, Masarira has been denied bail several times as the state claims that she has an outstanding warrant of arrest. The court has refused an application for Masarira to be transferred to Mutare Remand Prison for the cancellation of the warrant, a move that would enable her to apply for bail. Her attorney, Kudzai Kadzere, who is also representing 14 other pro-democracy activists, told the court that he is disappointed by the failure of the state to provide a transcript of the court record of proceedings. Speaking after today's remand hearing of the activist's case, Kadzere told Studio 7 that without the transcript, they cannot approach the High Court to challenge the continued incarceration of Masarira.
My understanding is that up to today, it has not yet been transcribed. So that is what is just stopping us from approaching the High Court. But as soon as we have a transcript of the High Court, of the proceedings, the record of proceedings, then we are going to take the matter up at the High Court. But as for now, she has been remanded to 25 August at 9:30 a.m. for trial. And we are certain that on that day, the state is not going to be able to proceed, because what they have is a sham of a case. It's a case which is built on fabrication and which is built on trumped up charges.
Harare Magistrate Stan Mambanje, who is presiding over the activist court case, today ordered the state to provide the defense with all the needed papers. He set August the 25th as the trial date for the activists. At the same time, protesters said they were hoping that Masarira would be released today. Her closest friend, Mandowa Maneju, said the continued incarceration of Masarira is painful to all Zimbabweans, especially women human rights activists.
We are not happy at all, because I think that they are going to release her, but they can't. Linda is a mother. I think that they are going to release her, but yet they are saying that they are not releasing her. She is under custody, and she needs medication. She is not feeling well, but they can't attend her.
Harare Youth Chairman for the People's Democratic Party, Elvis Mugari, who was part of the crowd that gathered outside the Mbare Magistrate Court, criticized the ruling party for trembling on the rights of citizens.
We are appealing to the government. Now in Zimbabwe, I think justice is for sale. And again, I don't think we have justice in Zimbabwe. We don't have. Because Linda's constitutional rights are being, infringed. Because she was exercising her constitutional rights to demonstrate. She was exercising her constitutional right, to petition, the officials. But today they are saying, they failed to grant him bail, and they are saying, Linda should be prosecuted. And for what reason? The state is failing to present, the information. The state is failing to present all the papers needed by the defense counsel.
Mugari said his party will soon work with various organizations to stage a national protest over the incarceration of Masarira and general human rights violations in Zimbabwe.
So we are going to take into the streets, demanding unconditional release of Linda Masarira with immediate effect.
Zimbabweans have of late been protesting against the deteriorating social and economic situation in the country, with some, including war veterans, blaming President Robert Mugabe for running down Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.